I am going to slowly count from 5 to 1. And with each count, you will feel your body relaxing and you will go deeper and deeper. But you will always remain conscious, always remain aware. Present for yourself and present for spirit. 5. Feel your feet start to relax. And as your feet relax, you can feel relaxation move up your legs, through the knees, up your thighs and into your hips. Your legs grow so very heavy. And you feel yourself going deeper and deeper into that divine spark that is your truth, your light, your life eternally. Four. All of the organs in your torso let go of all tension. Your back relaxes, your chest, your arms and hands. With every passing breath, you take yourself deeper and deeper into the divine and sublime state of the release from the personal self. Every moment that passes, every thought that you have, every sound that you hear, will all serve to take you deeper. Letting go of any attachments to the emotional, mental, or physical self. Three. Your arms and hands, your feet and legs are so heavy. They're so heavy that it feels almost as if you wouldn't be able to move them, but of course you would. For no matter how deeply you go into the state of your spirit, you are ever mindful of who you are, where you are, and what's happening to you. Feel your jaw relax just a little. Your forehead is as smooth as a rippleless lake on a windless day. Your scalp, your cheeks, your neck. No tension remains within them. And you move deeper and deeper into that blissful state of communion with spirit. The comprehension of your own spirit in the embrace of other spirits. And all that you seek to perceive is available to you immediately. And all you have to do is look, or sense, or feel. One. Completely relax now, but still you drift deeper and deeper. You are submerged in the depths of your soul. And within that soul, you are mindful of all the other souls that gather around you. And as you sit in this beautiful, restful state, begin to invite Spirit to make their presence known to you. But in this deep meditative state, this light trance experience, you are not just looking at Spirit as you would normally, or speaking to Spirit as you would at other times. But you allow Spirit to step right into your space and share their vision, their hearts, their minds. So that when we use the word communion, it is a communion. And though Spirit is sharing your space and their perspective with you, remember that this is not an attempt for them to take over, to animate or control your body. You are always aware of yourself, as well as of the perspective of Spirit. So as you share, the mind, the heart, the collective body of Spirit, take a moment to ask Spirit anything. Notice what you get as a response. Have a dialogue, an inner dialogue, for a few moments now, with this mind, this heart. And now ask Spirit to share their thoughts, their feelings, their images, without necessarily asking any questions or seeking information. Let yourself experience their words and ideas in the first person. But as you perceive those words, those thoughts, notice that those very words may be in the type of language that Spirit would have spoken. Give yourself over to these ideas. And now let the spirit people who are sharing space with you, step away, not far away, but bring your consciousness back completely to your own divine soul, the radiant being that lives and dwells within you and sits through you and radiates out from you. And feel yourself taller, feel yourself larger, greater, stronger. Feel the power that is that divine soul. Notice it absolutely. Feel the great grace and presence that you can own in your own being of spirit. As you sit within the realm and the radiance of your spirit, invite all of your ancestors to be present. And feel them approach in great numbers. Your family back generations upon generations approach you. Your friends gather. And now your past life ties who connect with you and seek to help you with your karmic direction and lessons. Feel them all gathering around you, and now your teachers and co-workers on the path, people you may not even know from this life or may not know from any life, but from the spirit world. The ascended masters and the angels. Sense and hear the stir and murmur of great company. And through it all, and through them, and around them, and through you, stands the presence of God. And let yourself feel this great brotherhood. feel the great breadth and width of this dimension, the dimension that you reside in forever, the brotherhood with which you interact, the workers, the lovers, the friends who support you without condition. Feel the intimate embrace. The overwhelming love. And indeed, the gratitude. That all of these workers with you in spirit have for you to take the time, make the effort to know them, to communicate with them. And to bring them to the world as you sit in this resounding grace. Thank them as well for all of their support. And I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And with each count, you will feel yourself come back. Back to a greater awareness of your body, though you never lost your awareness of your body. Remembering all that you saw and felt and sensed. 1. Thanking these loving beings for their presence in your life. 2. Becoming more aware of your body. Bringing yourself all the way back. Remembering everything that happened for you.